We are joined here today by Preston McAllister of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. He is a great baseball player, and he's going to continue that baseball career, making the decision to go down to Moberly, Missouri, and help them start a new baseball program down there. For anybody not aware of where Moberly is at, it's down in central Missouri. So, Preston, first of all, congratulations. We're talking on a Friday afternoon. I think you had your signing just a couple hours ago or so. So, congrats on getting this done, and appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jeff.
You bet. Let's start with the process. You know, some people probably going to be like I was. I had never heard of Moberly, Missouri before. So you were very much, though, aware of Moberly, Missouri. Start with your connection to Moberly.
Yeah, well, I was actually born and raised in Cairo, Missouri, and Moberly is just about 5 minutes away, so it's a neighboring town, and grew up there for most years of my life, moved up to Coon Rapids about 4 years ago, and just going through all this high school sports, you know, and had the opportunity to get back in touch with a baseball coach from down there, and getting pretty excited to go play college baseball there next year.
How much was the connection to being able to kind of, I don't know if you want to say going back home, but at least going back to where you were raised and grew up to, like you said, 4 years ago, how much did that contribute into you being excited about Moberly starting up a program down there?
Well, I think it's just, you know, it's a back home feeling for sure. I feel like moving away, you know, you in a way miss that, but back there playing, you know, your home field is going to be around where all my family is, so I'm going to have family members coming to watch college baseball games all the time, and that doesn't happen much.
No, and that's got to be a good feeling. How much family do you have down there?
Well, actually both my father's parents and my mother's parents and her brothers and sisters all live down there, so quite a bit of immediate family around that area.
So you got that home-cooked meals going to be able to have every now and then, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. When the college meals aren't working, we can just call Grandma and Grandpa up.
Preston, you're such a good baseball player. You come from such a great program with Coach Waddle down there at Coon. Is baseball something you always knew you wanted to play at the next level, or when did you start thinking that was the possibility?
Well, I can, 100% say it's always been a dream of mine as a little kid to go on to the next level and play baseball. It was always a big part of my life growing up because in Missouri it was really traveling season in baseball in the spring and fall, and then summer traveling season because we didn't have football down there or wrestling, and so we lived and breathed baseball.
How was that transition for you then to be a multiple sport guy?
Well, it's almost like when we moved up here, it's like that's just part of it. You know, that's what you do. And so when my group of friends is doing that, you know, that's just kind of like, well, I'm like, I got to adapt. You know what I mean? If you're going to fit in, you're going to work hard with everyone else, and that's how you're going to help everyone else succeed.
Now, Moberly just starting up a program, so that means that they've probably had this in the works for the last couple of years, but were you looking at other schools until you heard about the new Moberly program, or how did the recruiting process kind of play out for you?
Yeah, I was just talking to a couple coaches, nothing really in particular, just went to a couple, like, showcases and stuff, but never had any, like, for sure offers or just talking to small talk with coaches, you know. And then Chris Fletcher actually got a hold of me, and we set up a visit, and just that hometown feeling, you know, I was like, I don't want to continue this process anymore. I've made my decision.
So you really didn't, I mean, you had some conversations, but didn't visit anywhere else, didn't have like major offers or anything, major discussions with other programs, though it sounds.
No, I didn't.
So what was it with Moberly that you mentioned, you kind of knew it right away? What was that thing that just kind of said, yep, this is it?
Well, it's kind of like the what you're saying. It's the first year of the program, so like you're going to set that setting stone. You're going to set the bar right away. And I feel like with – I'm looking at some of the other recruiting members. I feel like we're going to go in there. We're going to work hard, you know. We're going to be remembered as the first team, you know, and just that hometown feeling, you know, everyone close, being able to have new facilities and new, we're actually getting new dorms and everything. So all the facilities are going to be nice. Your playing field's going to be nice. And I just couldn't find a reason not to, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Take us through their campus for anybody that hasn't seen it. What did you get a chance to look at? When will the dorms and everything be done for you?
So the dorms and stuff are actually going to be finished up late July, early August. So just in time for us to move in, really. But we got to tour. They're a pretty big basketball school, actually. They have that's what they've been big into over the years. They just got baseball and softball. And so we toured the lifting facilities, the gyms, and it was they're all pretty nice facilities. Well, the like hitting cages and stuff are going to be downtown, and those are all under fully remodeling, and they're going to be great facilities.
And Preston, I got to bring up, I remember you and I talking before the interview here today. There's a connection with your family to the coach down at Moberly as well. Kind of tell everybody how that connection, because that's pretty cool to be able to go back home and have that connection with your family as well.
Yeah, so actually my uncle, Mark Harvey, he was a high school baseball coach, and he actually coached Mr. Chris Fletcher, who's going to be my college baseball coach. And Chris was actually a head coach over at William Woods, and then got word that they're opening up starting a program over at, in Moberly at MACC, and was lucky enough to get the position there too.
So did you know right away that your uncle had coached him, or when did you guys figure that out?
Well, it was actually a summer. It was the summer. It was my junior summer, so the summer before this year. And he was just kind of talking, you know, because he had word that they were starting a program, you know, and that coach, Chris Fletcher, had been talking to him, seeing if he, like, knew any area kids or any kids who would be interested. And he kind of brought it up to me, and he was like, I think you'd really like this guy. And he was like, would you, like, mind me giving you your name out, see what happens? And I'm for sure happy he did.
You mentioned first year of the program, kind of the building blocks. What's the mindset going in for you? Because, you, like you said, you want to win right away. You're a competitive young guy, and I'm sure the other guys coming into the program. So how do you build it and try to win at the same time? What's kind of the thought process there?
I think definitely work harder than everyone else. That's a key goal, and I think you got to live by that. You got to outwork everyone else.
Take us through that recruiting. You've said you know some of the other guys that are coming in. How much do you chat with the other guys? What do you see from the other recruits that are coming in?
So actually some of the kids that have committed to go play at MACC, I've either played with traveling ball when I was back there or played against, and I've known they've been part of great programs with their traveling teams. They do that year round, so you know they're dedicated, you know they're going to work hard, and I'm just excited to see, to put all the pieces together and see how fun it'll be.
What was the signing ceremony like for you earlier today?
It was actually pretty great. I was able to have all my close family back because my graduation party is actually this weekend, so they were able to come up from Missouri, and I was able to have them around me, and it was a fun feeling, able to know I was going on to the next level and able to have my family right there with me.
Preston, where do you need to get better as a baseball player, and where do you feel you're strong, and where do you feel you can help Moberly right away?
Well, I feel like I can definitely get better fielding, because I feel like you can always get better there. Bat could also use a tune-up. I don't think there's obviously going to be a difference in pitching in junior college baseball than 1A baseball, but, you know, everyone's human. There's still there's going to be room for mistake, but there's also room to get better. And I feel like hitting definitely would be a key point, and then fielding would also be a key point. But if I had to pick on one, I'd have to say my fielding would help the most. A bat needs to excel even more.
As far as getting better there, how do you work on that with this one season left at Coon Rapids Baird? And this team potentially has got a chance to be scary good this year. So what are the hopes for this season?
Well, we've definitely been going hard since with what the state allows through hitting. I think definitely a lot of cage work, a lot of time seeing live pitches, seeing live off speed, you know, that's what's going to help the most. And just being up on the field, working out with the team, you know, we're going to have to go work harder maybe than anyone else in our conference, because I think this year our conference might be the most loaded that it's been yet this far. And it's just going to be a fun ride, knowing that everyone's got someone in the hole all the time, and it's just going to be a battle this year. And that's what's going to make it so fun.
Not going down there just to play baseball, you're going to get an education as well. So what are you thinking about majoring in? Have you decided on that yet? And what do you want to do with your career after baseball?
Well, I'm actually going down to major in criminal justice is my first thought. And I would like to play for 2 years and see where it takes me, to be honest. I would not mind transferring to a four-year, or maybe if after 2 years that's it, then I'd come to peace with that and say that's it and go on.
Any four-year schools you'd really love to play for?
Oh, well, as a little kid, it was always my always a dream of mine to play for Mizzou, because they were 35 minutes away, and we'd go watch Mizzou baseball games all the time, and that would be a great, it would be a great achievement of mine if I was able to do that.
Well, Preston, I tell you what, I think you're going to have great success down there at Moberly. You're going to be one of the guys they'll remember forever is what helped build that program and start that program down there. We wish you the best of luck. Best of luck in the upcoming season. We'll actually have you guys on, I think, either the 16th or the 17th with that first game you have against IKM Manning. I think it's the 17th. So looking forward to the season coming up. Appreciate all your time here today, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
You bet. Preston McAllister again with the Coon Rapids Baird baseball team, of course, going down to Moberly, Missouri to play some junior college baseball.